Today's audio cast for Monday, July 9th, 2007 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. This is Mike Blakeney reporting. Another per-seat on-demand air taxi firm emerged this week, charged and ready to start service immediately. It's called Business Jet Seats and is headed by former Avant Air investor Alfred Rapetti. His new company is licensing the enabling technologies and back-office systems from the startup air taxi firm EarthJet, in addition to partnering with CharterX for access to an available business jet fleet. AvWeb editor-in-chief Chad Troutvetter spoke with EarthJet president and CEO Dean Rochin and Business Jet Seats Rapetti to find out the details of this new service.
EarthJet's an air taxi franchise operation. It started in 2005. It basically is a sophisticated franchise like the hotel franchises that people are accustomed to hearing about, like Sheraton or Starwood Hotels or Choice Hotels. And it's all the back office services and all of the systems that an owner-operator would need, including the equipment, to get into an air taxi business where they would be selling seats through a central reservation system that's run by EarthJet, the franchisor. It's run much like the sophisticated hotel franchises that you're accustomed to hearing about. We met Al at the end of last year, and he visited us a few times, and he's got tremendous experience in private aviation, and he recognized that a lot of the tools that were being developed and some of the simulations and the results of the simulations were something that could be used today, given the existing charter fleet that's out there of, 2,000 jets. So that's how we got together with Al.
Tell us a little bit how Business Jet Seats works, when it's going to be available, and what's the relationship with EarthJet, I guess.
Basically, it's really taking the extension as far as, number one, the explosion as far as private jet aviation. And when I met with Dean and Joe, I was very taken by their air taxi concept and the aircraft that they had designed, but thought that the time frame was down the road, and was blown away by their technology and the simulation software and their marketing software, and basically thought about the idea of the existing fleet of aircraft that are out there in the charter service, and wanted to utilize all of what EarthJet had done, and we worked out a deal on licensing all of this, and to be able to offer basically more revenue for the operators, because we would be working for the charter companies to be able to aggregate seats to increase their revenue and the number of hours that they would get revenue. And nobody has done this in an industry that's basically fragmented. And at the same time, being able to offer a lower cost for a traveler to be able to only pay for the seats or seat that he or she needs on a private jet.
And before we get too much into the details about how that actually works, a lot of the other air taxi firms said you can't do air taxi with the existing business jet fleet. You came to a different conclusion. What makes you think that you can do it with the existing fleet that's already out there?
The management of both companies, both EarthJet and Business Jet Seats, believe that a larger aircraft is easier to make money with than a smaller one. So the existing fleet presents an opportunity to do, charter trips, longer trips, not just, micro-regional trips. And, I guess the $64 million question is, what's this new air taxi concept that people are talking about? Air taxi's been in existence ever since there have been airplanes, providing private jet service or private air travel service. Do you believe, the question is, do you believe that the new air taxi is based on a new aircraft, or do you believe that the new air taxi is based on getting more than one paying customer on the plane at a time? And if you believe it's the former, then you need a new aircraft. If you believe it's the latter, then you need to convince yourself that you have the systems and processes to get more than one paying passenger on the aircraft. And that's our vision for air taxi, as you're referring to it, getting more than one paying passenger on the aircraft. And that's probably easier with a bigger aircraft. If, as you add passengers, the price per traveler comes down.
Now, but the FAA does not allow Part 135 to schedule flights. So now you have to group people together that want to go in the same direction. How are you convincing people to do this? What's the game plan? You know, what kind of load factors are you looking for? Obviously, each airplane has different, you know, operating specs.
Right. Well, the simulation tool basically revealed to us which markets had dense enough travel to be able to offer this service in. And that's probably the most important thing, offering the service within the markets that present an opportunity to have more than one person on the plane. And we do have, call them commingling strategies. We did a survey last year, a fairly extensive survey that gave us an understanding of what the thresholds were as far as what you could ask a customer to live with as far as, you know, maybe half an hour here, half an hour there in their schedule, et cetera, and what kind of environment you actually need on the equipment, on the aircraft, so that passengers are comfortable traveling together. And I think we've nailed that down.
Now, Alfred was an investor in Avant Air. He liquidated that investment about a year or so ago. What drew you back to the business aviation industry? Do you think this is a place where you can make money?
Yes, very definitely. And in looking at the industry after Avant Air, two different things. As you know, one of the keys to Avant Air was a great size aircraft. This goes back to your question before. We had an advantage because of the size of the aircraft, the private lab, and things like that. And I look at the present charter fleet, and the great majority of the aircraft that are out there fit that same size and above. And my feeling is that private aviation not only is going to expand, it's going to continue to expand because basically of the failure of our transportation system as far as the commercial side is concerned. And here was a way of literally bringing together a disparate industry. I mean, we are set up to work for the charter companies. There's a tremendous amount of pressure on the charter companies to basically keep on pushing down their prices and their revenues. And because I know what the bottom line is as far as these companies, it continues to be pushed down and become a commodity. Private air transportation is not a commodity. There's a lot of different factors that come into it. And this is Business Jet Seats is set up to be basically there for the charter companies. We don't operate any aircraft ourselves. We are working for the charter company in bringing, commingling passengers for their aircraft and having them participate in the revenue thereof and increasing their revenue than they would normally get on a charter flight and increasing the number of hours. At the same time, you're able to attract more customers into the private aviation because you've now taken the price of charter down by 50% because of commingling passengers on one plane.
So you basically think that by lowering the price, it'll stimulate demand, which in turn creates more revenue for the charter companies.
Absolutely. And at the same time, in providing all of these services to the charter company, obviously from marketing, back office, the booking engine, a whole bunch of different things, we're making the entire system more efficient. And in driving down the price as far as the user is concerned, my experience in the past is that most private flights average one to two people on a flight. Even though you're on aircraft that have, many times over the number of seats that are available.
Now, you're partnering with CharterX. Is CharterX doing the booking, or is Business Jet Seats doing the booking? And how do people book, I guess?
Well, there's two different things. We have an exclusive arrangement with CharterX, and travelers can book through the CharterX site. Basically, on the flights that we are offering will show up at the top of the CharterX site as far as being to charter by the seat. Clients, customers can also book through our website, which is up and running right now, and be able to book a flight with a very easy-to-navigate website that we made it extremely user-friendly.
Now, Dean, the longer-term vision is for EarthJet to operate a VLJ air taxi. Do you see what BusinessJet Seats is doing as complementary, or is it going to conflict at some point?
I think that they're completely complementary as any two or three different brands that have been developed by any of the hotel chains. You know, you have extended stay hotels that are part of any other hotel chain that has a normal stay hotel. Let's say EarthJet will be more regional as far as service goes, and it's a franchise operation. BusinessJet Seats can service virtually any length of flight. I think the missions of both companies are a little bit different as well. I think BusinessJet Seats is a service business providing logistics and marketing to the existing charter fleet and charter operators, and and EarthJet is a complete franchise operation. So we think that there's a lot of synergy there, and we're very excited to see the reaction so far from both the charter operators and the customers already showing up looking for our services.
Now, BusinessJet Seats is already operating. What's the timeline for EarthJet?
EarthJet's on course. There's an opportunity with an existing piece of equipment as well. If we can finish that deal to be operational toward the end of next year, as the franchise, we're beginning to market the franchises and actually sell some franchises in the next month or two. There's been a big demand from the pilot community for these franchises, and we just need to get the franchise documents finished and be on our way as far as signing them up. We've made a lot of progress with a couple of airframers, really two of them, and we're optimistic, although we understand that that's a few years away, to end up with the aircraft that you might see on our website.
BusinessJet Seats, Alfred Rapetti and Dean Rochin. The world's very best website for general aviation news and information is www.avweb.com. Now featuring 24/7 updates and news alerts. Be sure and check us out today at avweb.com. Comments on this audiocast welcome at audionews@avweb.com. And this report was brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Look for AvWeb's next audiocast, Friday, July 13th. I'm Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.